Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So most of you know we got a new dog. Her name is Layla, and she's a 11, 12-month-old puppy. Now, we've adopted a lot of dogs over the years, but this is the first time we've had a puppy in a while. And one of the things that I forgot about is puppies require a lot of treats. If you have treats, you can train them to do certain things. One of the things I've trained Layla to do is to sit at every crosswalk. That way, when a car comes, she doesn't get hit. So she has gotten so good. Every time she sits at a crosswalk, she turns around, looks at me and says, okay, where's the treat? But I'm going to kind of blend this into another topic, which is how to help marketing build a bridge to better sales by basically giving treats. So one of the things about these treats is we have lots of different kinds of treats for different things. I have certain treats that I use when I take her on her walks. We have different treats when she goes outside and goes potty. We even have a different treat that one of my friends gave me. She came over with a gift bag, and in it included a toy and some bacon bits. Yes, bacon. They are the bacon strips, but little pieces. And we actually use those to get her upstairs and get her ready to go to bed in her crate. That's where she sleeps, because we can't trust her to be running around the house in the middle of the night. So one of the differences with these treats is the packaging. Most every kind of food has some kind of way to seal it. And there are two different kinds of sealing mechanisms that I found with these treats. One is your traditional Ziploc, you know, where you've got to basically squeeze it, and it's kind of very precise. You have to make sure that one end fits in the other, and then you squeeze it all the way across. And those drive me crazy, because sometimes you cut the top of the package and you end up cutting off the Ziploc, then you have no way of locking it. But the second kind of treat came with a Velcro inside of it. Now, Velcro allows you to open it a lot quicker and doesn't require that precision to close it back up. It may not keep it as fresh, but it's so much easier to work with. And that's essentially what I want to talk about is your marketing so precise that it's more like the Ziploc, where you have to align everything and get it to close perfectly? Or is it more like the Velcro, which allows you to create a proximity effect? Now, a proximity effect is something that happens with a microphone. If I turn my head further away, I sound farther away. But if I move myself closer to my mic, I get this boomier sound. So that's what proximity effect does. The mic picks up the sound no matter where I'm at, but the closer I am to it, the boomier it sounds. It's the same thing with marketing messages. Marketing messages matter, but don't confuse marketing messages with sales messages. Marketing is more of a one-to-many activity. It's something where you can talk to a wide variety of people, where sales tends to be a one-to-one activity, where your salesperson is talking directly to a customer. The big difference between the marketing and sales is the personal relationships. Know, like, and trust has advantages over who dat. Right? So if somebody sees your marketing message and knows the person sending it, it has a different kind of proximity effect than it does if you're trying to send a message out to everybody who doesn't know you. Creative marketing creates attention and awareness, and it has that kind of proximity effect, especially when there's a relationship attached to it. In marketing, I tend to look at things from three different perspectives. Number one, awareness posts. Hey, we're here. Educational posts. This is what our product is or service is, and this is what it does or how it works. Sales posts. This is something you bought something, and this is what you need to know next in order to be more successful with it. So awareness can create sales through proximity. People may see your marketing for a particular product that they may not need or want at the time. But if they know the person associated with that, it may create enough awareness to remind them that, hey, you know, I need to order some supplies, or, you know, I'm really interested in something else and I need to contact the salesperson to learn more about this new product or this new service or something that's been on my mind. So that's what good marketing can do. It can create a proximity effect to a relationship that your salesperson has with somebody else. So when it comes to your marketing, there are three components that you have to think about. The first one is frequency. How often do you get messages out? Many people I know in the B2B space tend to do something like a monthly blog post or a monthly e-newsletter. That means that they're only communicating with their audience 12 times a year. If you did something weekly, that would be 52 times a year. If you did it 3 times a week, that would be 150 times a year. So that's number one. How often do you put messages out? Number two is consistency. People get used to seeing things on a regular basis, and then they start to expect it. You've probably seen these kinds of posts. How about Taco Tuesday? Hump Day, right? And Throwback Thursday. Those theme messages get people to pay attention because they expect them. They see them all the time. What are you doing in your business, in your marketing, to create some kind of consistency where people start to look for your messages? The last piece of this is connectivity. The more people in your company who have the message associated with them and their profiles on social media, the more people see it. It amplifies the value. For example, I work with one business that has 1,000 people that like their business page, but they have 10 people in their business that have at least 500 connections. So if we post something on a business page, it looks like an advertisement. But if we post something on somebody's personal profile or they share that message, it looks like an endorsement or an educational piece. And we go from having 1,000 potential people seeing it to 5,000 potential people seeing it plus that 1,000. So now all of a sudden it's amplified to 6 times what it originally was. So think of a business page as an ad and think of a profile as advice. That's the difference between sharing content between a business page and a personal profile and getting your people to be consistent, to use that frequency and use their connectivity will help amplify your messages and lead to more sales. So the final thoughts I want to leave you with are this. Number one, keep your marketing fresh and handy. I love it when I can rip open that Velcro, grab those treats, and take my dog on the walk. Secondly, you want to make sure that you share them. Get people to pay attention and listen, just like I'm trying to train my dog. And finally, train your audience to listen more often. So I hope you found this interesting. If you have any questions, please email me at askbrian@b2b-im.com. And by the way, if you haven't been to Amazon, search Brian Basilico to find all of my books, including the latest, Toilet Paper Math, which goes into this in much more detail.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.